it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
I've been all across this country, from the East Coast to the West, and I've been asked about 1,000 times what places I like best. While I've had to base my answers on the friendly people I have found, and if you're inclined to take the time, this is where you'll find my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Yeah, there was a time with a buddy of mine when a freight train was our abode, and we found people in this here land that would help a guy along the road. Some of them lived in the country, and others lived in town. But these are the people that made me proud to say this is my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And now you've heard my answer, it's one I hope you'll understand. It's just my way of kind of saying thank you to the people of this land. And it doesn't matter really where you're from, you can spread the word around. Wherever you find a heart that's kind, you're in a part of my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta.
Stompin' Tom Connors with My Stomping Grounds, one of the dozens of great songs he wrote about our Canada. And that was for Kenny Niles in Truro and Johnny Woodlock in Cornwall, Ontario. Stompin' Tom had an imagination taller than the Rocky Mountains, a wanderlust that took him further than an Ontario bush pilot. With a guitar and a pair of boots, a knack for writing songs about Canada, that can only begin to describe the man that Canada has come to know and love as Stompin' Tom Connors. Tom passed on March the 15th, 2013, at his home in Ballinafad, Ontario, and Tom was 77. And friends, I hope you had a great Canada Day. On July the 1st, Canada celebrated birthday number 158. Roger Steele from Borden, Prince Edward Island, requested George Jones singing Flowers for Mama in memory of special ladies in his life, Curly Steele, Rita Bernard, Alice Crooks, and Judy Stewart. They all influenced Roger's path in life, and after Flowers for Mama, it's Hank Snow with My Nova Scotia Home. Now, I played this song last week. This song's always a favorite here in Atlantic Canada, especially around Canada Day. On this song, you'll hear just Hank and his guitar, and there's a very faint bass. This was first released on a 45 RPM record in 1959, and the song was used for an album of the same title, My Nova Scotia Home, in 1968. So, Roger Steele, here's your song, Flowers for Mama, by the possum George Jones.
Papa brought flowers Our mama today and all the grown children, but it's not Mother's Day. I don't have no money, not even a dime, but I brought Mama flowers like I have all the time. Every day I'd pick flowers from this pretty hill, a small bunch of daisies and a few daffodils. I'd bring them to Mama at the end of the day and say, flowers for Mama, here's Mama's bouquet. That brighten her face, and she'd hold me close. She'd say they were more precious than a beautiful rose. And she wore a smile sweeter than millions of flowers, a smile that I'll carry through life's darkest hour. Now Mama was lying there. Yes, they tell me she passed away. And she was surrounded by flowers that outshine my bouquet. I know mine aren't fancy, but still all the while, they were placed in her hand, and I know I saw Mama smile. Flowers for Mama, I picked them today. Not very much, just a simple bouquet. Mom wasn't so fancy, but up there above, she's the prettiest flower in God's garden of love.
There's a place I'll always cherish neath the blue Atlantic skies, where the shore's down in Cape Breton bids the golden sun to rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossoms sprays the dew-kissed lawn, back in dear old Nova Scotia, the place where I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west, and the sturdy fishing schooner sways so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and I love it so. Great Dominion, I have traveled far and wide, where the shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields golden blaze, headed back to Nova Scotia where contented cattle graze. Where the purty robin redbreast seeks its loved ones in the tree, and the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling out to me. It seems to say be on your way, there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolks are waiting on that gay Atlantic shore. And across to PEI, to the rock-bound coast of Newfoundland, I'll love them till I die. But if God came here on earth with us and asked if he could rest, I'd take him to my Nova Scotia home, the place that I love best.
Some great picking there by Hank Snow on my Nova Scotia home, one that I picked many a time, perhaps not as good as Hank Snow. I saw Hank perform one time at the Grand Ole Opry, and I was lucky enough to have been backstage. I talked with him briefly and got his autograph. Flowers for Mama by George Jones was requested by Roger Steele in memory of Curly Steele, Rita Bernard, Alice Crooks, and Judy Stewart, wonderful ladies who had a great influence on Roger. My next song comes from 1871, written by Edward Hopper from New York City. George Morgan's got this one, and it's going out to a couple of faithful Gospel Trail listeners, Herbie Ferdinand and Eldon Mundell, both from Pugwash. Thanks, Herbie and Eldon, for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. I sure appreciate that. George Morgan was a star of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's a member of Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame, father of Lori Morgan, who recently appeared here in Halifax. George placed 35 songs on the country music charts, 10 made it to the top 10, and his big hit, his only number one single, was Candy Kisses in the spring of 1949. Number one for 3 weeks and on the charts for 23 weeks. Candy Kisses launched George Morgan's career, and the song that replaced it, The Lovesick Blues, launched the career of Hank Williams. After George Morgan, we'll hear The Possum one more time, and this one's called Give Me One More Day. Friends, this one, Jesus Savior Pilot Me, is going out to Herbie Ferdinand and Eldon Mundell.
Jesus Savior Pilot Me over life's tempestuous sea, unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shore, chart and compass come from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. As a mother stills her child, thou canst touch the ocean wild, boisterous waves obey thy will, when thou sailst to them be still, wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus Savior, pilot me.
There's some things I need to do before I pass away. I have some friends that once lived right, but now they're going wrong. Give me just one day, Lord, then I'll be coming home.
Brother James from down the road won't pray in church next Sunday.
Give me just one day, Lord, give me just one day.
When I tell him what you can do, he'll still be praying Monday.
Give me just one day, Lord, give me just one day. In thy holy name, won't you give me just another day? There's some things I need to do before I pass away. I have some friends that once lived right, but now they're going wrong. Give me just one day, Lord, then I'll be coming home.
to raise money. Reverend Brown is preaching revelation.
Give me just one day, Lord, give me just one day.
When I tell him what you can do, then he'll make all donations.
Give me just one day, Lord, give me just one day. In thy holy name, won't you give me just another day? There's some things I need to do before I pass away. I have some friends that once lived right, but now they're going wrong. Give me just one day, Lord, that I'll be coming home.
George Jones, Give Me One More Day. And I guess it would be every country singer's dream to sing like George Jones. Jesus Savior Pilot Me by George Morgan. That one was for Herbie Ferdinand and Eldon Mundell here in Pugwash. Last week I played a Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf by the man who wrote it, Roy Payne. And I have a request from Miss Nancy Ford to play it this week by Michael T. Wall. And Michael does a fine job on this one. Recently, Curtis Hicks with CBC Radio, St. John's, Newfoundland, produced an award-winning documentary on our singing Newfoundlander, and I understand there's a volume 2 in the works. Here's our Canadian music ambassador, Michael T. Wall.
I've seen a lot of sadness in the countries of this world. I've seen the starving faces of a million boys and girls. I walked the war-torn countrysides and the bloody, battered streets, where young men fought and died because they wanted to be free. And as I watch my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this country that I'm living in. There are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for a single maple leaf. When you think you've got troubles, just listen to the news, and I'm sure you'll realize, my friends, your troubles, they are few. Compared to those of others in the countries of this world, we live in a paradise, a rare and priceless pearl. Yes, friends, we've got so much to be grateful for all across this land, from the mighty Pacific Ocean to the shores of Newfoundland. So tonight, when your children pray, down on their knees, you ask them to ask God to bless Canada and forever keep her free. And as I watch my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this beautiful country that we're living in. There are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for one single maple leaf. I wouldn't take $1 million for one single maple leaf.
friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9. Prior to our station ID, Michael T. Wall, a man with many awards and acknowledgments, with Roy Payne's I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf, most likely the greatest song ever written about our Canada. And friends, I lost a brother-in-law, John Kennedy, on June 7, 2025, in Cambridge, Ontario. John was 82. Growing up, John was part of a large family. They lived down the hill from us. 9 of us, 9 across the road, 6 down the hill, 9 in another direction, always outside, participating in the activities until our parents called us in at dark. John was our neighbor, and I'm sure you remember where you were on November the 22nd, 1963. I was stepping off my school bus, and I heard a neighbor shout, "Someone shot John Kennedy." My immediate thought was, who would shoot my neighbor, John Kennedy? I had no idea that a few years later we would marry sisters. In 1960, my brother Sandy went west, and he left behind a 1957 Stampede cowboy guitar he purchased from the Eaton's catalog. And that guitar was standing in the closet until 1962. Brother Dig was interested in learning to play. John could play guitar and mandolin. A year later, in 1963, at age 14, John taught me my very first chords on the guitar. He took me to my first dance, and he introduced me to the music of Hank Williams. I was 14, and John was 19. Over the years, we played a lot of fun music together. So my brothers, Dig, Ed, and myself, we got our music from John Kennedy. And John and Darlene lived their entire adult lives in Cambridge, Ontario. He had the ability to play anything with strings on it, a heart as big as all outdoors, and kids for blocks around called him Grampy, and he was always taking them somewhere. He was such a good singer and picker, he could have easily made a living from his talent, but that was not for John. John and Darlene were wonderful parents to their two girls, to their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren. As I said earlier, he introduced me to the music of Hank Williams when I was 14. I never heard tell of the guy, and this is the first song I learned to sing. I heard John Kennedy sing it first. Friends, here's Hank Williams, and this one is in memory of my brother-in-law, John Kennedy.
Like a bird that lost its maiden fly, I'm alone and oh so blue tonight. Like a piece of driftwood on the sea, may you never be alone like me. I believe the lies you told to me, when you whispered, "Dear, I worship thee." Now here am I alone and blue, all because I love no one but you. I gave up my friends, I left my home, when you promised you'd be mine alone. Now you're gone, our love could never be. May you never Bible, God's own words do say, for every wrong someday you'll pay. I pray the Lord to set me free. May you never be alone like me.
Hank Williams with a live version of May You Never Be Alone Like Me from the spring of 1951. That's the first song that I ever tried to sing, taught to me by my brother-in-law, then my neighbor, John Kennedy. Another friend who passed on May the 25th, 2025, was my longtime friend and Hank Williams, Jimmy Stewart, from Hickson, Tennessee, and Jim was 79. Jim was a performer, an artist, and a good singer who performed at the Montgomery Hank Williams festivities. Known as Jimbo, he was a gifted artist and had a passion for painting and drawing. His work earned recognition and is proudly displayed on every wall of the Hank Williams Senior Museums in Montgomery and Georgiana. In 1985, he won the prestigious Tennessee Duck Stamp Competition, a testament to his remarkable talent. His Hank Williams paintings are around the globe, and there's three on my music room walls. He loved playing his guitar and singing, and we swap a ton of Hank Williams records. Hank was his number one, and Cash was his number two, and that's the same with me. His beloved wife, Laverne, passed 3 years earlier. Laverne was a trained singer, and she taught Jim about timing and how to sing. These are home recordings, and Jim has for us the Johnny Cash song, Someday My Ship Will Sail, and Laverne will follow with the Happy Goodman song, God Walks the Dark Hills. Here's my Hank friend, the late Jimmy Stewart, from Hickson, Tennessee.
I will walk this road a while. I will walk it with a smile. I will take it in my stride. Someday I'll be satisfied. Life is just a passing moment on a never-ending trail. Though my pathway wanders for a while, someday my ship will sail. I will walk this road a while. I will walk it with a smile. I will take it in my stride. Someday I'll be satisfied. There's eternity before me, just beyond the darkening veil. But my spirit hungers to go on. Someday my ship will sail. I will walk this road a while. I will walk it with a smile. I will take it in my stride. Someday I'll be satisfied.
God walks the dark
of lies, troubled sea.
Laverne Stewart, Nana, as Jimbo called her, and Jimbo or Jimmy Stewart, "Someday My Ship Will Sail." Jim's ship did sail on May the 25th, straight into the arms of his beloved Laverne, safe in the arms of Jesus. Jimmy and Laverne loved their five children, their many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I've known Jim since 1985, and he's sure going to be missed. The next song was requested by Irving Mitchell from Oxford. At 93, Irving doesn't play anymore. He was a good mandolin player. He requested The Soldier's Last Letter by myself and Susan Huey from Truro. I felt this song needed a female voice, and Susan graciously agreed to sing the final verse. The song originated with Ernest Hubb, and this is the Merle Haggard version, and words are somewhat different than the original. And then it's a song for all the Wilf Carter fans. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, you'll hear Wilf say to the banjo player, "Take it away, Slim." All we know is that Slim was a cab driver from New York City. And friends, here I am with Susan Huey as we give you our version of The Soldier's Last Letter.
I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us our orders, and Mom, we will carry them through, and I'll finish this letter the first chance I get, but for now I'll just say I love you. Then the mother's old hands began to tremble. She fought against tears in her eyes, but they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her soldier had died. Mother knelt down by her bedside. She prayed, "Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the ones who are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep our country."
Yes, I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet.
Ooh.
friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
There's a valley leading down from the great Atlantic to the last word where all beauty can be found. Many years I've lived among its beauty splendor, and to all the world I wish this message known. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify, hey, hey, man. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise, there's a place that's dear to me in Annapolis Valley, I should know. It's our little dream house nestled among the hills, silvery moonbeams dancing across the golden blossoms. It brings back those fondest memories to me. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise. Take her away, Slim. Hear that boy play that banjo. Hey, hey, man. Wished I could play like that. When the evening shadows fall in Annapolis Valley, sweet perfume from apple blossoms fill the air. There's no other place for me, for I'm so happy, you said it, where Mother Nature has the beauty to compare. Now the chorus. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where all nature is in bloom to beautify. When it's apple blossom time in Annapolis Valley, where God's hand has made a land of paradise. I feel like yodeling. Odele, ele, ole, 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 ole.
Nova Scotia's Wilf Carter, When It's Apple Blossom Time in Annapolis Valley. Eric Edwards, also known as Alberta Slim, has his name on that song, but it's believed the song was given to him. Edwards was an immigrant from England, a child when his family moved to Canada. Wilf Carter became the big name in country music after the death of Jimmy Rogers in 1933. In the late 1930s, Wilf was as big in the United States as Jimmy Rogers. Wilf developed his own style of yodeling long before the world heard of Jimmy Rogers. Known in Canada as Wilf Carter and in the United States as Montana Slim. And Wilf was born right here in Port Hilford, Nova Scotia, and he was Canada's very first superstar. Another request for Irving, this time it's Johnny Cash with Tears in the Holston River, a song Cash wrote about sister-in-laws, Mother Maybelle and Sarah Carter, who married brothers. Both ladies greatly influenced the music from the late 1920s into the 30s, 40s, and 50s. This song is also going out to Burt McQuaid. Friends, here's Johnny Cash.
On October 23rd, 1978, I lost a loved one, and I confess I cried. In the joyous celebration of the lady and her music. There were tears in the Holston River when Maybelle Carter died. Then walking down that river road, I saw crystal tear-shaped droplets, silver beads of love sparkling on the river's tide. And I'll just bet they turned to diamonds for the love that was behind them. There were tears in the Holston River when Mother Maybelle died. On January 8th, 1979, we lost Sarah Carter, and the pain was multiplied. Down below that old Clinch Mountain, we laid her at Mount Vernon. There were tears in the Holston River when Sarah Carter died. Then walking down that river road, I saw crystal tear-shaped droplets, silver beads of love sparkling in the river's tide. And I'll just bet they turned to diamonds for the love that was behind them. There were tears in the Holston River when Maybelle and Sarah died. There were tears in the Holston River when Mother Maybelle, Sarah Carter died.
Johnny Cash with Tears in the Holston River, and a couple more passings to tell you about. Francis Lewis Fitzgerald, 81, passed on May the 31st, 2025, in Montgomery, Alabama, and most people are not aware that Lewis, whom Hank called Butch, was the first son of Hank Williams Sr. His grandson, Ricky Fitzgerald, is known as Hank Williams IV. 5 years ago, I talked with Butch for several hours. He remembered sitting on Hank's lap with Hank's guitar in front of him. Hank was singing Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Lewis, or Butch, as Hank called him, was very close to Hank Williams Jr. And Ross Clow from Ontario passed on May the 29th, 2025, at age 90, an inductee of the Land O'Lakes Traditional Music Hall of Fame, honoring his 65 years of country and gospel music. Born and raised near Verona, Ontario, Sing a Happy Song is from Ross's gospel CD, Favorites from the Past, and it's going out to Ross's close friend, Johnny Woodlock, a well-known disc jockey from Cornwall, Ontario. After Ross Clow, it's the Jacob Austin Band from Texas, and they have one for us titled The People and Their Steeple.
When I leave this old world for a better home someday, and the flowers are placed or my body needs a clay, don't grieve and don't cry, for we'll meet another time. Sing a happy song for friends I leave behind, for they don't
happy song in heaven some sweet day.
When I reach my journey's end, where the path of life has gone, come on to see the sunshine or to feel the freezing rain. Remember what I say when I reach my final.
Of our church steeple, in spite of the buzzards looking down at the people, they took up residence in the belfry. They plan to live there, as we can see. The ceiling's cracked, the bell won't ring, the sound system breaks, then the choir can't sing. Piano's tuned, half a step flat, but the pianist's fingers know where it's at. We love our church, even with the problems it has. It may be run down, but that's not what we see it as. The church is full of mystery, an eventful and vibrant history. And for what God does for us, in Him we'll always trust. The pastor guards the human mass and keeps them from the vulture's grasp. Brings down the message with a country accent, and everybody seems to know what he meant. We love our church, even with the problems it has. It may be run down, but that's not what we see it as. For the church is full of mystery, an eventful and vibrant history. And for what God does for us, in Him we'll always trust. The Lord will look after us all and drive the vultures from the bell's call. That is if and when we get it fixed, we know the faith in God can do some tricks. We love our church, even with the problems it has. It may be run down, but that's not what we see it as. For the church is full of mystery, an eventful and vibrant history. And for what God does for us, in Him we'll always trust.
The Jacob Austin Band from Texas with one called The People and Their Steeple. I met all these folks in Iowa in 2012 when I performed there. Great folks. And you heard the late Ross Clough with Sing a Happy Song. And friends, we're out of time, and I hope you enjoyed the gospel trail today. I think I'm safe in saying there's no bigger Stompin' Tom fans out there than Kenny Niles and Johnny Woodlock. Tom will close with yet another great song about our Canada. This one is titled Cross Canada.
C-A-N-A-D-A. Tell me, what's a Douglas fir? C-A-N-A-D-A. Bet you never heard a bobcat purr. C-A-N-A-D-A. Have you ever seen a lobster crawl? In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest wheat fields growing tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where we see the reversing falls, in Canada we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, tell me, what's a tidal bore? C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever heard the ocean roar? C-A-N-A-D-A, just listen to that wild goose call. In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest timber woods so tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where adventure ever calls. In Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever heard of Maple Creek? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never seen a mountain peak. C-A-N-A-D-A, in the land of the big snowball. In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest wheat fields growing tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where we see the reversing falls. In Canada, we get to see them all. C-A-N-A-D-A, have you ever seen a magnetic hill? C-A-N-A-D-A, or a lady on a dollar bill? C-A-N-A-D-A, bet you never seen the autumn fall. In Canada, we get to see them all. We get to see the maple trees, maple sugar and the maple leaves. We got the biggest timber woods so tall. In C-A-N-A-D-A, where adventure ever calls. In Canada, we get to see them all. I say in Canada, we get to see them all.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.